It's a little intimidating to see some policemen with assault rifles up above us. That was quite intimidating. I noticed it. A few other people noticed it. Not everyone did. Most officers had more regular-looking guns, I would say. But the officers that we were with were absolutely polite and aware. You know, there was no confrontations at all. I felt safe the entire time and respected. Monday, I know it was a lot more difficult because I believe over 400 people were arrested, and that was the first day, and they ended up in a lot more difficult situation just because of the number was so large. We were about 80 of us yesterday, and, you know, it was instead today, it was all, or yesterday, it was all processed right there behind the Capitol steps. Everything, it was all very smooth. You know, they were prepared, we were prepared. Unfortunately, Maeve, I mean, corporate media is not here. This has been one of the biggest rallies, evidently, demonstrations in D.C. in the last 10 years, I've heard, and yet it's not being televised.
Well,
and,
I suppose my next question then is, do you feel that your message is being heard? And the whole point of this was to raise awareness, but if right. it's not getting coverage from the national media, how yeah. do you feel the message is then being, you know, conveyed to the whole American public?
Yeah, so that's definitely really concerning and frustrating. And you know, I guess this is what we have to do. You know, KGNU is here with me right now. And the Rolling Stone did a great article. Of course, these are not your mainstream. But I think we're planting the seeds, and maybe change happens over Twitter now. You know, Facebook and Twitter, maybe that's how it happens, like in other countries it's been. I personally have a vision that there was also the Teamsters were on the West Capitol steps. We've been on the East Capitol steps. Today they were on the West Capitol steps fighting terrible pension cuts. And they had a large rally. I spent a good deal of time with many of the Teamsters. And I see my hope is that we're all working together with this. We all get together and we push for the same agenda of getting money out of politics, getting it to where it's needed in education, in retirement, in health, the arts, the list goes on, and get it, we stop big money and dark money, and we get it into for the people. And from what I could tell, speaking with many of the Teamsters today, we're all fighting for the same thing, and we need to find a way to come together. So I'm seeing, you know, with the Teamsters, yeah, we could get coverage. Elizabeth Warren was there. I was 10 feet away from her while she spoke. She had no stand-in. She came and she spoke to that crowd. She's just wonderful. They talked to many grizzled Teamsters who said they would vote for her in a second. They are so proud of her and really admire her, as many of us do.